弟兄姐妹平安，感谢神，我们一起来到主的面前，我们来学主的话语。
Praise Lord, we will come together today to study the words that Lord wants to speak to us today.
Okay. 好，我们先来读今天我们所要读的经文，约翰福音第十章第一节到第十节。
John chapter 1:1-10。
我们先读中文，然后请琼丽带我们读英文。好，我们一起来。我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是抢盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思，所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门。凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Truly, truly, I say to you,He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow,But they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me,He will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes in only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
好，感谢主。我们今年我们的主题，我们就是约翰福音第十章的第十节。
Praise the Lord, this is the same for this year.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我们盼望说借着约翰福音的第十章，我们一起来追求生命，一起来追求生命更丰盛。
We're hoping for John chapter 10 we can pursue life and get it abundantly.
约翰福音第十章，我们知道主有两次的宣告，第一次他宣告说我是羊的门，然后他又宣告说我是羊的我是好牧人。
There are two claims Jesus made that I am the I see that again the first one
The gate and the
I am the gate, and then I'm the good shepherd.
Yeah. Okay. 我们要来明白主所宣告的，我们首先要明白一些的背景。
In order to understand his claims, we do need to understand some background.
主的两个宣告都很宝贵，但是他们不是两节独立存在的经节。
The two claims are not just existing separately; they are related.
主所宣告的，它的背景其实是整个的第九章。
The background of this is truly from chapter 9.
其实我们的弟兄圣明弟兄去年哈给我们也有不止一次交通第九章。
Brother Simi shared with us last year about chapter 9 as well.
所以今天时间的关系我们是要给大家再复习一下，但是我们不是一节一节的读过来。
Due to the time constraint, we're not going to go over verses by verse today.
所以这里看到那个主医好那个生来瞎眼的人。
From here we see that Jesus healed the one blind from birth.
然后立刻他的邻居就注意到生命不一样了，然后但是他们就不敢相认说 是他还是不是他？最后那个人他说是我。
His neighbor noticed the difference right away, but they could not tell if that was the same person, and he said, yeah, I am the same person.
所以他们就很迫切地想要知道你的眼睛究竟是怎样开的。
They were so anxious to find out how his eyes were opened.
其实那意思就是你的生命怎么不一样了。
It's the same thing, like how his life is different now.
他那时候说有个人叫耶稣，他和你摸我的眼睛，对我说你往希罗亚的池子去洗。我去一洗就看见了。
So he said there was a man and he used his saliva and mud to anoint his eyes and his go and wash in the river. So he did and then his eyes opened.
所以他们想要知道，但是这个人在哪里？但是这个生来瞎眼的人他没有见过耶稣，他不知道。
So they wanted to know where the man who opened his eyes, but he didn't know.
所以他们把他带到了法利赛人的面前。
So they brought him unto the Pharisees.
在众人的感觉里面，法利赛人他们是带领以色列人的，他们就是以色列的牧人。
So really, the Pharisees are the leaders of Israel.
所以如果有一件属灵的事我们不能解释的话，那法利赛人一定能够给我们解释。
They usually can explain everything.
但是这些法利赛人，这些所谓的牧人，他们是极其抗拒耶稣的。
But these Pharisees, they just resist Jesus so badly.
因为他有一个冲突，有一个焦点。那个焦点就是安息日。
Because there's the focus of the conflict that is about the Sabbath.
那这个在第九章十四节到十六节里面特别提出主开那个生来瞎眼的人，那个日子是安息日。
So in chapter 9, verse 14 through 16, it will mention Jesus opened the blind's eyes on the Sabbath day.
所以那些法利赛人听见的时候，他们就有一个很快，他们就有一个判断，斩钉截铁，这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。
So when Pharisees heard this, they had a conclusion right away. This man was not from the Lord.
所以我们知道是法利赛人，他们对安息日他们是非常敏感的。
Because they were so sensitive what to observe on the Sabbath day.
当他们听见在这个生来瞎眼的人身上所发生的事情，他们不是为了这样的事情而震撼，为了这样的事情而感谢神，反而他们马上就听见有一件事刺他们的耳朵。
So when they heard what happened to this blind man on the Sabbath day, they were not amazed. Instead, they were offended.
如果用今天有个词叫做敏感词。Sensitive word.
Sensitive word. Okay.
他们听见了安息日，耶稣在安息日。做这个事情。
Yeah, they heard what Jesus performed on the Sabbath day.
其实这个瞎子其实他也能够感受到法利赛人的敌意哈。
The blind person, he could feel the resistance from the Pharisees.
其实他没太见过人的表情，是不是？他是生来瞎眼的人。
He could not really tell people's facial expressions.
他可能直到耶稣开他的眼睛，他都没见过人笑是怎么一回事。
Until、
他也没见过人很生气的时候，那个脸是怎样的。
Until Jesus opened his eyes, he had never seen how people smiled or get angry expressions like that.
但是他似乎能感觉到法利赛人的敌意，所以他没有提耶稣的名字。
But he can feel the resistance from the Pharisees, so he did not mention the names of Jesus.
他也没有提耶稣和你啊。
He did not even mention how Jesus performed the way to open his eyes.
那个和泥那个字其实他的意思就是做工的意思。
To mix with the mud is to work on him.
所以他只是说他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见了。
He only said he anointed my eyes with the mud and told him to go and wash and I did and then I could see.
但是就是提到这么一点就足以叫法利赛人非常的生气。
But with only this very little details, he got the Pharisees very mad.
他们断定这个人不是从神来的。
They got the conclusion that that person was not from the Lord.
他们也把那个生来瞎眼的人赶出去了。
And they kicked him out.
后来呢他们又听见耶稣说我来叫那个不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反而瞎了眼。
Later they heard that Jesus said, I can come and make the blind see, and I can also come and see, and make those, who can see, make them really blind.
所以他们就更加生气，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
They get even more angry and say, you think we are blind as well?
接下来就开始了第十章、整个第十章主阿段的教训或者说、分成几段的教训。
Then this leads us to the teaching from chapter 10.
所以我们回到第十章，所以刚才是我们一点的复习、让我们对第九章的背景有点了解。我们一起再把前面这两节我们一起来读一下。我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈不是从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But who enters the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
关于羊的牧人，我们知道说有很多的教导，关于羊的门，我们也听过很多的教训。
There are many different teachings about the shepherd of the sheep. There are also different teachings about the gate.
但是关于羊圈，我们、听到的就很少。
We may not have heard much about the sheepfold.
所以今天虽然题目是耶稣说我是羊的门，可能我们稍微会花一点时间在这个羊圈上面。
Even though our topic today is I am the gate of the sheep, we may need to spend some time to understand the sheepfold.
因为当主耶稣讲完这个比喻，第六节告诉我们说，耶稣说了这个比喻，法利赛人他们不明白所说的是什么。
Because Pharisees did not understand this parable.
这个其中的一个原因就是法利赛人他们不明白那个羊圈是指的什么。
The root cause is the Pharisees does not understand what fold sheep is about. Sheepfold is about.
他们自己觉得说，法利赛人自己觉得说他们能看见，但其实主说他们是瞎眼的。这个看见是说，他们看不见神的儿子，那他们也不知道门在哪里。
Pharisees think they can think, but Jesus doesn't think they can think because they're blind spiritually.
我们知道说羊圈它是一个看守一个保护羊的地方。
Sheepfold is really like a shelter where the sheep can stay safely.
我们知道说羊有很多的需要，它需要有青草地，需要有溪水，需要在水边安歇，也需要 牧人来带领走路。
So as we know, sheep, they have a lot of needs. They need water, they need grass, they also need their shepherd to lead them.
所以这一切 都是基于说有一位牧人来带领他们。
It is all done by a shepherd.
但是在牧人带这个带领的牧人来到之前，羊他们有一个待的地方，这个地方就叫做羊圈。
So before the shepherd comes and leads them out, there is a place that sheep can stay. That is the sheepfold.
这我在网上找到一个图片哈，这个可能我和我们通常看见的羊圈不完全一样。
This is one of the pictures I got from online. It may look a little different from what we usually think.
这个不是在房子旁边的一个羊圈，它是在旷野里的一个羊圈。
This is not a sheepfold by a house, but on the desert.
你看，其实哈，这个部分。它其实利用了天然有一个洞穴，就是有一个地表这里有一个洞进去，周围是岩石，那然后呢有一些的石头垒起来围成一个圈，然后这里呢有一个入口。
So you can see it took the natural advantage of the cave there, and you can see the stone fence there, and then you can see there's a gate there.
这在旷野当中就是很常见的，所以羊在晚上夜晚就在这样的圈里面过夜。
And it is often seen in the desert, and often sheep stay overnight here.
所以这个一个羊这样的一个圈里面，它可能有不止一家的羊在里面。
So in this fold, there may be sheep from different households.
那等羊过夜了以后，早上他们的牧人就会来领他们。
And in the morning, their own shepherds will come in the morning.
所以说是什么看守保护这个羊群，直到早上牧人来到呢？就是这样的羊圈。
So the sheep stay here safely overnight until the shepherds come in the morning.
所以在耶稣的比喻里面，我们知道说关于牧人，我们当然很清楚是主自己，但是这个羊我们也知道是以色列的百姓。
So from this parable, we know that the shepherd is pointing to Jesus, and the sheep is really God's people.
但是那个羊圈代表什么？
But how we understand what this fold means?
这个羊圈所代表的就是律法。
The sheepfold really indicates the laws.
所以为什么我们要看约翰福音的前面的第九章，就是因为要知道这样的一个背景。
Why we look at the verse chapter 9 is to understand this background.
因为主和法利赛人所有的冲突都是围绕着一个安息日。安息日它的背景就是它是所有的律法有千条百条，但是我们不是把它每一条都列出来，每一条都法利赛人在那里挑毛病，而是他只用一条，只用一件事情来作为整个律法的缩影，就是安息日。
Between Pharisees and Jesus, the whole conflict is about the Sabbath, because Pharisees focus so much on the laws, Sabbath is maybe a great example about one of the laws.
今天我们会有点误会说，靠我们自己的想象什么是羊圈，我们觉得说在过去就是也许就是指的这个犹太的会堂，那到了今天就是指我们的教会。
We may have different understanding. In the old days, the sheepfold may refer to synagogue. Nowadays, it may refer to church.
我们会这样想象，因为我们往往就是把教会想在我们的感觉里面，教会是一个地方。
Because we may think church as a place.
所以我们经常举例子说，把雨伞忘在教会了，所以说这个教会是一个地方。
You may forget your umbrella at church when you leave, so it is a place.
但教会不是一个地方，教会是一群人。
But church is not just a place; it is a group of people.
教会是被神所召出来的一群人。
It is the people called by Lord to come together.
当我们奉主的名聚集的时候，神就在我们的当中。
We come fellowship in His name; Lord is with us.
所以，我们的身份，我们是主的羊群，或者也可以说是群羊都有。
So we are really the flocks of Jesus.
但是教会并不是羊圈。
But church is not just a sheepfold.
我们记得神的话怎样说，在加拉太书第三章二十三节。
In Galatians chapter 3.
但这因信得救的理还未来以先，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。
Before the faith came, we were held prisoner by the law, looked up until faith and should be revealed.
中文是说这个我们被看守在律法之下，有的英文版本说好像我们被圈在里面是说这个 prisoner, 但也有的版本是说 we were guarded under law.
There are different verses basically say we are in this fold, we have been taken care of, or we're kept safe.
所以是有一个范围，有一个范围，这些我们这些在因信得救的这个真理到来之前，在那位牧人到来之前，我们被看守在一个地方。
So before the shepherd comes and takes us out, we are limited within this scope.
那个看守保护我们的就是律法。
Yeah, that what is to guard us, to keep us safe, is the law.
所以在约翰的感觉里面，他就挑一件事情。当我们以色列人守安息日的时候，表示说他们代表他们是待在那个羊圈里面。
So when Israelites observe the Sabbath, that means they are staying within this sheepfold.
所以从根本上来说。法利赛人他们会跟耶稣冲突，因为他们不明白这个律法跟基督之间的关系。
So Pharisees, they do not really get the relationship between Jesus and the Sabbath.
我们知道说保罗给我们很多的教导，他是用真理的教训给我们的。
But Paul gave us a lot of teachings.
但是约翰他比较给我们的就是用一幅图画来让我们明白同样的真理。
John was trying to teach us via a parable.
所以他们，我们都在知道牧人要来，我们都在等候牧人。但是羊是在这个圈中受保护，而这个圈所代表的就是律法。
Yeah, we all know sheep is coming, and we know the sheep are kept safe within the sheepfold by law.
所以在约翰福音第九章、第十章这两章里面，所有以色列所有的羊，它有一个缩影，这个缩影就是那位生来瞎眼的人。
Yeah, so that the blind from the birth was really like a miniature or typical example of those Israel's.
那所有的律法它也有一个缩影，就是用这个安息日来代表。
one of the main natures of the laws is also like the Sabbath.
所有的这些律法看守以色列羊圈，那你有没有守律法？那在法利赛人眼中，当然有无数条他们可以挑的，但是他们就用你有没有守好安息日来做一个判别的标准。
So are you staying in the sheepfold? It's the same thing. How Pharisees judge you? Are you obeying the laws?
对于神的百姓来说，有一样事情可以给他们带来安全感，就是这个律法。
For God's people, one thing that can bring them security, that is from the laws.
有了律法，他告诉你什么事情可以做，什么事情不可以做。
Because the laws will teach you, will tell you what to do or what not to do.
那法利赛人又在上面加了很多他们自己的解释。
And the Pharisees add a lot of different explanations or regulations.
圣经告诉我们说他们是命上加命，令上加令。
Oh, they just add different regulations on top of each other.
Kind of command upon command.
Command after command.
然后呢，这个你今天不可以医病，但是明天就可以。
So like you cannot go see a doctor, but tomorrow you can.
你如果这里污秽了之后，你洗要洗几次，那你就得洁净了。这个要法利赛人来告诉你。如果你不洁净了，然后怎么样使他得洁净？比如说你要洗的话，要洗清洗的话，要清洗几次？
哦、like if someone is not clean and how many times he or she needs to be cleaned, it God be told by Pharisees.
是有不舒服的地方，你要受限制。
You'll be limited.
但是受限制有一个得着，就是说让他们感觉到我在受保护。
But the limitation will let you feel that you are being guarded and you are in you're secured.
所以这是一种安全感啊。
Yeah, you have the sense of security.
所以对于羊来说，他们只要有一个圈，他们就会有安全感。
That sounds like what the sheep needs.
所以我们知道说每一个人或者说每一只羊，它都需要有安全感，所以我们会在圈里面。
So every sheep they do need to feel secure, so they may be willing to stay in a sheepfold.
对以色列人的观念来说，我们有律法。所以我们是有归属的，我们是属神的。
So for Israel, they think they have the sheepfold, so they have their belongings.
像外邦人他们就没有。
But Gentile foreigners, they don't.
这种安全感也可以带来一种的骄傲。
This security can also bring them pride.
但是这种安全感是一种虚假的安全感。
However, this security is false.
因为宗教可以带来安全感，它本身并不是救恩。
Because religion can bring us security as well, but that is not salvation.
每一次我们觉得说可以靠自己掌控一定的事物，我们知道说，我们都知道，如果我们没有发狂，我们都知道自己不能掌控所有的事物。
We may not be able to in charge of everything.
对，但是如果我们能够掌握某种程度上掌握一些的事物，这个让我们感觉有安全。
However, if we have certain, I mean, sufficient knowledge, we may feel we can be in charge of certain things.
所以把这种自我掌控的安全感和真正基督的救恩混淆在一起，就叫我们就叫羊迷失了。
So we may get lost, like if we think we can be in charge of many things instead of taking that salvation from Him.
其实很多的羊很多的灵魂就是这样失丧的。
Many sheep get lost this way.
觉得还是在圈里面。
But they still feel they are staying still in the fold.
所以在想象当中，只要我在圈里面，我得救的。
So as long as they're in there, they are still being saved.
我们记得说，主差遣十二门徒到以色列去，到哪里去
？So Jesus sent his 12 disciples. Where did they go?
主说，你们宁可往以色列那些迷失的羊那里去。
Jesus said, I would rather you go to those who are lost.
Yeah, 也许这些羊觉得说我们是很好的，我们是属神的，我们有律法，我们去会堂，这些都证明说我们是圈里的羊。但是主怎么说他们呢？主说这些是迷失的羊。
Those sheep, they may feel they are fine because they are in the sheepfold. They are with their Lord, and they are with the Lord and the laws. But Jesus may not think so.
所以我们要小心，我们自己所看的和主所看的可能会不一样。我们自己看自己是圈里的羊，但主看我们可能会是迷失的羊。
So we have to be very mindful how we think about ourselves. We may think we are staying in the sheepfold, but Jesus may think we are a lost sheep.
在宗教的教训里面，就是看羊的前途，还有羊的生命。好像就取决于你这个羊是在圈里还是不在圈里。
In a religious teaching, to judge the life of a sheep is really to see where he is at, in the fold or outside the fold.
刚才我们交通过这个羊圈，这个圈所代表的就是律法。
Yeah, as we have mentioned, the sheepfold truly indicates the law.
当然它其实严格的说，它不光光是代表律法。
It does not only indicate the law, though.
因为当主耶稣来的时候，这个律法在法利赛人的手中已经演变成一个叫做犹太教。
Because when Jesus came, this law, in the eyes of Pharisees, it became.
他们注重的就是什么不可以吃，什么不可以摸，什么不可以做。
So they only focus what you can do, what you cannot do, what you can touch versus what you cannot.
我们并不是反对这些，但是如果法利赛人认为，对于一只羊来说，这就是你生命最重要的东西。
I'm not saying those are the things you should not be doing, but that should not be all you do.
这个就是让羊迷失的。
That is how we get lost.
主耶稣给我们的启示，羊不是只要是在圈里的就有生命，而是要有好牧人来带的才有生命。
Jesus did not say that as long as you stay in the fold, you get the life, but the sheep needs to be led by a good shepherd.
羊的前途还有羊的生命取决于那个门，是谁从门进来的，是从门进来的还是从别处进来的。
The life and future of the sheep depends on the gate.
主耶稣启示说他自己就是羊的门，从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
And Jesus said he is the gate of the sheep who enters the fold via the gate, that's his sheep.
所以我们看到这幅图画也是这样，整个其实整个羊圈你可以绕着它转啊转，但是这个圈的存在就是为了让这个门显明出来。
So if you look at the picture, you can walk around the fold, but really the in and out is through the gate.
主讲了牧人这一面，也讲了牧人的反面是什么。牧人的反面 ,the opposite side.
Oh, so we mentioned the shepherd, and what is the opposite of the shepherd?
所以是说那个不从门进来的就盗贼，就是强盗。
Those who enter the fold, not via the gate, are robbers.
严格的说那个是纳人，是一个单数。从门进来的原文的这个。
According to the original language, who enters the gate was a singular, not a plural.
不是说有两批人，一批是盗贼，一批是强盗。不是说有两 two group of people。
Not two groups of people.
一批是盗贼，而另一批是强盗。
So one group were thieves, the other groups were robbers.
主所说的是同一个人。
Jesus mentioned the same person.
我们解释一下盗贼的意思，什么是盗贼。
So thieves.
不光是说，当然我们一般想到盗贼主要就是好像你口袋里有一个钱包，如果有一个小偷过来把那个钱包拿走了，这个就是盗贼。
Generally, we may think thief is someone if you have money in your pocket and may come and steal.
但是如果我们稍微抽象一点，这个盗贼的意思就是说，为了一个自私的目的，把本来不属于自己的东西当做自己的。
But if we go deeper, it truly means someone who wants to get something for his own selfish purpose.
这个可能比我们所想的偷你那个钱包稍微要广一点。
It may sound more abstract than stealing actual money from your pocket.
我们可以去思想这个在地上也好，在属灵的市场也好，有很多盗贼。
So there are many thieves in our lives.
因为他这个目的是为了自私的目的，当然他其实可能还有一个很好的目的掩盖的那个自私的目的。
The thieves in our lives, they may sound very righteous, but they truly have many hidden selfish purposes.
所以当他在占有的过程中，即使这件东西他要得到的东西被毁坏了，他也不会可惜的。
And in the process, if they want to obtain something, if they fail, they would not be sad if they see this thing get destroyed instead.
这个时候盗贼就变成强盗了。
In this way, the thieves become robber.
主说盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏。
So the robbers, all they do is to steal, damage, and ruin.
往往就是因为偷窃不成，所以就杀害。
And often it's because they cannot get it, so they would like to destroy that instead.
圣经上有一个故事，好像能够解释这样一幅画面。
A story from the Bible may explain this.
我们记得说有两个母亲，他们都生了孩子，结果有一个母亲她的孩子死掉了。
Two brothers, they had their new two mothers had their new bones. One dead, one baby dead.
然后那个死了孩子的母亲，她就把那个另外一位母亲的孩子偷过来，然后说成是她自己的。
So the mother whose baby died, he stole the baby from another one.
所以当所罗门王来断案的时候，我们知道说那是一个智慧的断案。
So we all know.
把孩子切开来分成两半，你们一人一半。
So we all know this famous judge that Solomon made. So if we cannot tell who's the mother of this baby, let's just cut this baby in half.
那个真正的母亲她就退让了，她宁可这个孩子的生命保住。
At that moment, yeah, the real mother gave up. He would not claim the baby to be hers.
那个偷孩子的那位母亲，对于她来说，反正也不是她自己的。她好，就这样办。
And the one who stole the baby did not care because that's not her own baby, so she was fine to get the baby cut.
所以如果本来就不是自己的，所以毁掉了也没什么可惜的。
It was truly because the baby was not her own.
所以法利赛人其实也是这样做的。
Pharisees did the same thing.
其实在今天的政治里面，我想我们会看到许多许多这样的例子。
We have seen a lot of examples in our days.
这里不是要讲政治，但是我提到这个词，你可以去想象说，只是为了帮助大家的想象，因为这里说到的盗贼并不是偷一个钱包。
Yeah, we can mention a little bit of politics today.
如果有一个冠冕堂皇的理由，但是真正背后的目的是一个自私的目的，他要得到自己所占有的。
Yeah, you may hear a very righteous reason, but behind that, it was their own selfish reasoning.
而在这个过程中，把本来那件要得到的东西毁掉，他也在所不惜。
And in that process, they may just work to damage things if they could not win what they wanted.
这个就是我们今天所看见的世界。
That's what we often see in our days.
所以回到法利赛人的时候也是这样，他们不会顾惜说安息日那天。这个人在受病痛的折磨。
It's the same thing if we came back to the Pharisees who did not care if the blind person could be saved on the Sabbath day.
受病折磨是没关系的，只要不破坏我们的规矩。
It didn't matter if he continued to be blind for another day as long as they observed the law.
所以耶稣曾经问说，你们谁有安息日有一只羊安息日掉在井里不立时拉它上来呢？
So Jesus say on a Sabbath day, imagine a ship fell into the water. You don't want to go and pull it out of the water.
法利赛人却不回答，他们宁可这只羊在井里面受痛苦。
Pharisees would not give you the answer.
这个就是杀害和毁坏。
That is to ruin and damage.
我们再看他们怎么对那个生来瞎眼的人。
And let's see how the Pharisees treated the blind.
如果这个生来瞎眼的人，他所看见的跟他们不一样，不按照他们说的去走。
So what would happen if he did not say things the Pharisees wanted to hear?
那么他们就不惜把这个人赶出会堂。
They would rather kick him out.
这个也就是偷盗不成，他们就开始杀害和毁坏。
Again, typical example, if he could not hear what they wanted, they would damage or destroy that person.
耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，他们却不明白所说的是什么意思。这是第六节。
Verse 6 said, Jesus said this parable, but the Pharisees just could not get this.
所以在主的比喻里面，谁是盗贼？
So in this parable, who was the thief?
我想我们现在应该很清楚说，这个盗贼所指的就是法利赛人。
It was the Pharisees.
但是法利赛人他们自己不会明白的。
But they could not understand this.
因为他们不是从门进来的。
Because they did not enter via the gate.
耶稣为什么要用比喻来说，就是让他们听见了却不明白。
So why Jesus want to describe this via the parable? Because he didn't expect them to understand this.
他们明白 所说的，可能他们又要拿起石头来打我们的主。
Because if they truly get this parable, they probably would stone Jesus.
好，我们再接下去看下面的三节。我们再读后面的这三节。开门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。好，我们今天可能也只能讲到第五节。这里说到有一个看门的。
Verse 5, it mentions a doorkeeper.
那看门的是谁？刚才我们讲了羊圈，讲了盗贼，那这里说到有一个看门的。
So who's the doorkeeper or gatekeeper?
这个可能是在这个比喻里面争议最多的一个。
This term might be argued the most in this parable.
在历史历代有许多不同的看见和解释。
There are different clarifications or sayings.
有的说是父，有的说是圣灵，也有说是圣经，还有说是施洗的约翰。
The doorkeeper, some say it might be the Lord, the Father, Jesus, or even the Holy Spirit.
And the Baptist, John the Baptist.
And John the Baptist.
我们今天没有时间细细的一个来分析，但是其实说起来，这些的解释彼此并不是互相矛盾的。
Generally, they are not really contradicting with each other.
因为施洗约翰的见证，他也是根据圣灵所见证的。
Because what the John Baptist shared is also from the Holy Spirit.
而圣灵是受父的差遣来的。
And the Holy Spirit is from the Lord.
所以说他们见证彼此是一致的。开门的意思就是要印证说来的这个到底是还是不是牧人。
So they're pointing to the same thing. The gatekeeper is to making sure he knows the shepherd.
这位开门的他开门他也关门。
He will open the gate and he will close the gate.
如果来的那一位是，他就开；如果来的这一位不是，他就关。
He will open the gate if that is the right shepherd, and he will not open the door if that not the correct shepherd.
今天就算是摩西亲自来了，那个看门的会不会给他开门呢？
Even Moses came, the doorkeeper may not even open the door.
看门的还是不会开，因为摩西仍然不是那一位。
Because Moses is not the shepherd.
我们知道主复活以后，他与门徒在一起的时候，他给门徒来讲解圣经。
So we know that when Jesus came back to life, he was spending time with his disciples trying to understand the Bible.
从摩西起，指着基督的话都讲解明白。
I'll say that again, sorry.
从摩西起，指着基督的话都讲解明白。就是从摩西开始，圣经上指着耶稣所说，基督所说的话。
So he was trying to explain the words starting from the Moses time.
我们复活节的时候经常读这段的圣经。
Okay. We go over this verse during 复活节。
复活节
Easter. Sorry.
但是我们不光复活节才想起这个，我们知道主复活之后他做的 主要的一个工作就是开启门徒，让他们看见说从摩西开始圣经上所有那些话都是指着基督来说的。
So we don't want to just go over the verse around the Easter. Jesus was truly trying to reveal from the time of the Moses the Bible is to reveal that the true shepherd will be coming.
如果不是复活的基督在我们当中，我们不会明白的。
If it's not the resurrected Jesus among us, we would never get the truth.
这个是开门的意思。
That is the meaning of to open the gate.
当律法解开的时候，就看见了基督。
So when we unfold the laws, we see Jesus.
我们的主他又是那个门，他又是从门进来的那一位。
Our Jesus is the gate. He also is the one who enters the gate.
我们的主他又是那个标准。他又是完全 满足那个标准的人。
Jesus is the perfect one who meets all the standard criteria.
在第九章里面，法利赛人他们骂那个生来瞎眼的人，他们说你是他的门徒，这个他就是指耶稣，你们是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。
So in chapter 9, the Pharisees blame that blind person. Hey, you are the disciples of him, but we are the disciples of Moses.
做摩西的门徒好不好？当然好。
It's not wrong. It's nothing wrong to be disciples of Moses.
你可以学习律法。
You can study laws very well.
但是做摩西的门徒还不足以让我们得生命。
But it does not take us to get the true life.
你那个摩西的门徒，你做得再好，你再通晓律法，但是那个不是生命本身。
Because that's not the Holy Spirit itself.
因为律法的目的就是要告诉我们说我们需要救主，需要牧人。
To understand the laws better is to truly understand we still need a shepherd.
律法本身不能够赐生命，只有耶稣能够赐生命。
The laws cannot give us the true life, but only Jesus can.
我们有这样的一个圈在这里看守保护我们，但是直到耶稣来，他要赐生命给我们。
We have a fold here that keeps us safe, but until Jesus comes, we get the true life.
所以说我们要认识律法，律法是帮助我们的，但是我们要做谁的门徒呢？我们要做主的门徒。
So we do need to understand the laws, because the laws help us, but we do need to be the disciples of Jesus.
羊能够听见牧人的声音，他们就可以从声音知道自己的归属。
When sheep hear the voices of their own shepherd, they know their belongings.
我们知道说这个世界，它这个世界常常是用外面的事情来定你的归属。
We often find our belongings from external factors in the world.
比如我们去听一个音乐会，我们会存包、存我们的外套或者存一把雨伞。
Like if you go to a concert, you probably will save your umbrella, your purse at a different place.
那存的人他会给你一个牌子，上面有个号码，等你回来的时候就凭这个牌子来领。
So you will get a signed number that you are going to claim your steps when the concert is over.
凭这个牌子来确定说这一件东西是你的。
So from this assigned number, you are going to get your belongings back.
这个包、这个外套、这个雨伞，它是有归属的，它有主人的。但是这件东西它本身没有生命。
So your umbrella, your purse does have an owner, but it does not have a life.
但是生命的关系就不是这样，它是可以听声音知道归属的，它不是靠外面的事物来定这个归属，你不需要一个牌子。
But when we have the life, we do not need those assignment number to find your belongings, because you can hear the voice.
今天我们是不是主的羊，我们不需要身上拿出一个牌子来证明。
So are we the sheep of our Jesus? We do not need to have like identity.
我们有过孩子的都有这个经历，就是如果你把孩子曾经送到过托儿所和 daycare.
So if your parents sent your kids to daycare.
你去接他的时候，你不需要带一个牌子哈，这个证明这个是我的儿子。
So end of the day, you do not need an ID to say this is my kid.
只要一听见父母的声音，这个孩子他脸上的表情就足以说明一切。
Because when your child hears your voice, his whole expressions will tell that's your child.
他马上就会蹦蹦跳跳出来，他会跟着父母走。
He will come to you, jump to you, run into you with so much joy and follow you home.
那个生来瞎眼的人，他就是凭声音来认出了耶稣。
The blind from the birth, and he knew Jesus from the voice.
因为耶稣开他眼睛的时候，他还没见过耶稣，对不对？他是要到那个池子里去洗。他洗的时候耶稣并不在他眼前，他洗好了他就眼睛看见了。
Because when Jesus anointed his eyes, he never seen anyone including Jesus until he got washed in the river.
等他洗过了也看见了耶稣长相是怎样的，他不知道。
After his eyes got opened, Jesus was gone. He did not even see Jesus.
以后他再怎么认出来耶稣就是医治他的那一位。
So how did he recognize Jesus later?
是凭那个声音。
Was from his voice.
所以他并不是靠着一个宗教的环境来认出来。
So he did not recognize Jesus via like a religious setting, but via his voice.
并不是那个建筑那个塔尖最高的那个他们的信仰一定是最纯正的。 不是靠这些来辨认，比如说一个教堂它的塔尖是最高的，不表示他们离主是最近的。
The teaching from a church may not be the accurate from like how tall this church is. It's not been determined by that.
主知道我们的名字，他按着名领自己的羊。
Jesus knows our names and he calls us and leads us out via our names.
那个生来瞎眼的人，圣经上没有记载他的名字，我们不知道他叫什么。
We don't know the blind person's name from the Bible.
但是主知道。
But Lord knows his name.
主把他领出来了。
And Lord let him out.
虽然这个我们知道法利赛人是把人赶出来，但是耶稣是把人领出来。
So Pharisee kicked him out, but Jesus let him out and healed him.
羊就会跟着牧人。
And this sheep will follow him.
所以从第九章我们知道说，这个做主的门徒的意思就是这只羊跟着牧人，这个就是做主门徒的意思。
That is true meaning of being a disciple of our Lord, to follow him like a sheep.
我们可以认得主的声音，跟随主来走路。
We know his voice and follow him.
我们来到，这是新的一年的开始。
Beginning of a new year.
过去三年其实发生太多事，尤其过去的一年发生更多的事。
Last 3 years was not easy.
我们知道在整个世界都在战争和瘟疫的笼罩之下。
We saw wars and diseases, epidemics. Yeah.
我们的亲人朋友还有我们自己都经历了很多挑战。
We have been challenged a lot in the last 3 years.
其实不光是我们的身体经过极大的挑战。
Not only our physical bodies went through the virus challenge.
其实更加来说是我们的灵命受挑战。
Our spirits are challenged as well.
感谢主的怜悯，我们还有余生的。
Thank Lord, we still have chance.
像我自己也是感觉自己说像火里抽出来的一根柴。
I feel
像一根柴从火里抽出来。
I'm like a wood of a fire. Is restored by Lord.
今天能够站在这里，完全是神的怜悯。
Lord's mercy today. I'm standing here and.
但愿我们都能够来听见主的声音。
I'm hoping we can all hear His voice.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
I come let my sheep have the life and get it abundantly.
让我们不是仅仅做这个圈里羊圈里的羊，我们是要做主草场上的羊。
Let's just not be the sheep inside the fold, but those being fed by Jesus.
可以出入得草吃，生命更加丰盛。
And we get the feeding, and we get the life.
今天信息就停在这里，做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，你实在是我们的好牧人。
Lord, thank you for being our shepherd.
主，你也是羊的门。
You are the gate of the sheep.
主啊，但愿你开我们的眼睛，就像开那个生来瞎眼的人。
Oh Lord, we pray that you're going to anoint our eyes just like that you anoint the blind.
让我们认出谁是神的儿子，谁是医治我们的那一位。
So we can tell who is the Son of God and who is the one who healed us.
让我们听见你的声音，让我们做你的门徒。
Let us hear your voice and let us be your disciples.
但愿每一只羊，主啊，我们都蒙你的祝福。
Oh Lord, let every sheep we get your blessing, Lord.
你的恩惠怜悯常与我们同在。
Your grace be with us forever.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.